The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus. So here we are on the eve of Christmas Eve. And of course, the mass schedule is posted and we're getting ready. And as we all know, this time of year, what happens? It happens on Christmas, of course, and it happens on Easter. And it spectacularly happens on Ash Wednesday as well. This church will be packed, no matter what mass you go to. So prepare yourselves, as especially daily mass goers. You come here all the time. You're the faithful-hearted. And as we always joke this time of year, the submarine Catholics will come. Will merge. And it's funny, we laugh at that, and it's fun. But the question always is, we want them to come back every single Sunday. We want to see them at Mass, not just on Christmas and Easter and Ash Wednesday. We want this church to be packed every single Mass. We want their hearts to be converted, to see Jesus Christ, to love him with all of their heart, mind, and soul. That's the heart of all of us as Catholics who love Jesus Christ. And so how do we get them to keep coming back? Because the reality is, we know the numbers will return to normal afterwards. And so how do we prepare the way of the Lord here, as we hear in the beautiful readings? Remember the story, again, this sense of anticipation from the first book of the prophet Malachi. He's sending his messenger into the world. And of course, as Catholics, we know that is John the Baptist, whose birth now we see here. John the Baptist, whose strange ministry will go out and is preparing the way. And so much the same way, we have to think, how will we prepare the way for the people to receive Jesus Christ? Our faith is a gift. It is a gift. Yes, we can have arguments. We can do all the things we have to do to serve the people well and hopefully to evangelize, to share Jesus with our fallen away family and friends. You see, that's going to be the key. And the key to get the key coming back, ultimately, is to be bold like John the Baptist. Our Lady of Lourdes, when she appeared to Saint Bernadette in France, she said to Bernadette, "Pray for sinners for their conversion." That's the first step of boldness. Right now, we should be praying for those thousands of people that will come to our parish in the next few days. Pray for them. Say, "Lord, you've given me this gift of faith. Grant them the gift of faith too." Because we all know every single human heart is thirsting and longing for something more, and the world cannot provide it. Only the baby Jesus can. So pray for them. And then secondly, love them. That's the hard part, to love our neighbor. You see, we are the only Jesus they will encounter. Part of God's design, He's going to use us broken, frail, impatient, sinful, irritating people to hopefully reach more people. And so prepare. The thousands will come in the next few days. Pray for all those souls. And then when you see them, love them. And get ready for the baby Jesus to come.